The title of the report released Thursday is Urban Apartheid. It looks at disparities in areas like education, income, and housing. NAACP chapter president James Rawlings says many people living in urban areas are familiar with these issues, but only when he actually began reviewing the data did the word apartheid seem most appropriate. He says the findings make one point very clear.
That place absolutely matters relative to outcomes.
By place, Rawlings means neighborhoods in and around New Haven, where, for example, the poor are 6 times less likely to have access to transportation, which in turn affects their chances of employment. A quarter of African American men in the region were unemployed in 2011. It all comes back to education, he says, and the state's enormous achievement gap, which the report shows has grown between children of color and white children over the past 10 years. Rawlings says the key is removing children from unhealthy communities.
And I do mean unhealthy. Transportation systems not there to support the child. Libraries not there to support the child. The family wraparound services are not there to support the child.
The NAACP is recommending that affordable housing be placed in more suburban communities where the air is cleaner and there's less crime. Rawlings says they'll be submitting the report to the governor and President Obama. Will Stone, WSHU News.